Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Kama daf Yud Tes, Baba Kama 19. And so in today's daf yomi, we're going to dedicate it for Yeshua, for all of Am Yisrael, for Atzalah, for those who are in captivity, for a complete salvation for all of the Jewish people during this very difficult time. So the Gemara asked the question on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Rabbi Eina asked the question, let's say the animal does damage, kishkisha ba'ama, so let's say the animal does damage with its ama. An ama is the male organ. So do we say, while it's walking in the public domain, basically the animal's walking, and while it's walking, it does damage with its ama. Do we say, midi dehavia karen? Do we say it's like goring? And so therefore, karen, why is the owner of the animal responsible for half damages for the goring? Karen lav yitzra katakifwa. When it gores, its yetzer, its inclination, is what overcame it, and that's why it gored. And so too here also, the reason why it did this damage is because it had this desire, this yetzer. Odelma, or perhaps we say, Karen kavanaso lahazik, ha'in kavanaso lahazik. Or do we say that when it comes to goring, its intent was to do damage? But here, the animal was not intending to do damage. The animal was intending to basically its sexual desire overcame it. And so the Gemara leaves this question with teiku. So we want to know, basically the question is, if the animal does damage through its sexual organ, do we view it as the owner is responsible for like goring, or do we say it's a normal manner of walking? And so therefore, that's the question. So we see from here, however, a basic fundamental question is that an animal is considered to have intent. It has intent to do damage, or its desires overcame it. Rabbis are attributing intent to animals.